Well, we told you on a previous episode that Google's Project Ara modular smartphone was delayed, and now we know why. The phones tended to fall apart when you drop them. Ryan Whitwam is a independent technology journalist who wrote about Ara for Android Police multiple times, and he joins us now. Welcome to the show, Ryan.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. Now, why did Ara phones come apart on impact? What is it about their design that makes them fly into pieces?
Well, Google had this actually pretty cool idea to use electropermanent magnets to hold the hardware modules on the back of the phones. So an electropermanent magnet, it's basically it's a magnet that can be turned on and off electrically, but it doesn't require power to remain active. So, you know, you have your modules on the back of the phone. They might be, you know, storage or CPU or whatever. And then when you want to swap it out, you just disconnect it and pop another one on. However, it turns out that the connection between the module and the phone is not good enough to keep it in one piece should you drop it. And, you know, if you drop your phone and the CPU just sort of falls off the back, that's a pretty big deal. So, yeah. The entire basis of the hardware design was that they were just going to have these magnetic modules that would snap on. And if they can't do that, that requires some pretty significant hardware retooling. I don't know how they're going to keep the modules on the phone now. I mean, it's going to have to be some sort of physical locking mechanism, I suppose.
Do you have any speculation? I mean, obviously, one possibility is some kind of case or bumper or something like that holds it all in.
I mean, I've heard people speculating that they should just have a case, but I feel like that kind of doesn't fit with what Google's going for. It kind of makes the entire idea of a modular phone moot if you have to like cover it with a case to keep all of the pieces together. I think that the idea is that you'll be able to have a lot of different inexpensive modules for the phone. So like if you want one day like a module that takes up four spots for like a really good camera, you can just plug that in. But then the rest of the time you might want another battery module or something. And if you have to disassemble the phone in sort of an awkward way to make that happen, then it just makes it a lot less compelling.
In that shot right there in the video, if you're watching the video version, it was a cat module. I think that must be for cat photos, a special compartment there.
Yeah, and if you have all these pretty modules on the back of your phone, you don't want to cover it up with a case, you know?
That is absolutely true. Now, you know, we've hinted at the general delaying of Project Ara for quite some time. And personally, I'm most vexed and depressed by the cancellation or postponement of the Puerto Rican taco truck distribution system. Do you know whether that was postponed or canceled? And second of all, why? That seemed like the perfect idea.
My impression is that everything they were going to do before has been canceled, at least effectively. They don't know where they're going to start the trial yet, and it's not going to happen in Puerto Rico. I mean, I'm sure eventually the phone will be available there. But they're going to do some other kind of test, whenever the time comes for that.
That's too bad, because I think I almost convinced Leo to sign off on a trip for me to go and cover it live.
That's a good tax write-off.
Thank you. Let me ask you this as an analyst. Do you think that this Ara concept, the concept of modular smartphones, will ever become mainstream? Will this always be on the fringe for the hardcore, Android geeks, or will this be, or makers or whomever might use it, or will this be kind of a mainstream concept?
Ara is really just, it's unspeakably ambitious, I think.
Yeah.
You can tell by how much trouble Google is having getting it up and running. I don't know that it's the sort of thing that's ever going to make a lot of sense to average people. Especially now with smartphones getting to the point where you can buy a $200 Moto G that's a fantastic phone. And if it lasts you 2 years, I mean, it only cost you $200. I mean, it's different it was different a few years ago when you had to spend $600 or $700 to get a phone that was in any way good. And then a few years later, you'd have to do it all over again. So the idea of putting different modules in a phone to make it, a little bit snappier and keep it running longer made a lot of sense. I think now it just makes sense to people that really care about specs and really want to have the best of the best all the time. I don't see Ara being a mainstream success, but that's never stopped Google before from pursuing something.
Yeah, and it certainly is interesting. And I think what is also interesting is when they started it, it seemed, I guess, a little more impossible than it seems now. Nowadays, it seems increasingly likely. you know, kind of like some of their other projects, like Project Tango. When they first started Project Tango, it's like, oh, okay, you know, they're using electronics that used to be in like these, you know, huge expensive computers. Now they're putting them in smartphones. There was a big giant bump on the outside of their prototype. That'll never happen. But I'm thinking, you know, in 2 or 3, 4 or 5 years, that kind of functionality will be common. And this kind of Project Aura modular smartphone handsets will be reasonably affordable. I mean, they're trying to make them super affordable. Of course, they don't. When they're stripped of features, they'll be $50, right? And then to add real modules will really add up. So
yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's technologically feasible somewhere down the line. It's just going to be a question of whether there's really a place in the market for that sort of product.
Yeah, it seems to me like the perfect device for people who have really unusual needs. So, for example, if you need a see-in-the-dark camera, right, you're not going to find an off-the-shelf smartphone that does that. If you're going to need a thing that shoots poison darts or some other, you know, special need, then you're going to go for the Aura. And if, you know, if they corner the radically vertical markets and all of them, that's adds up to a reasonable market, I think.
Yeah, I'm sure FLIR is just is loving the idea that they could build an Aura module, because I mean, right now they're selling a $250 USB accessory that adds a thermal camera to your phone, which isn't super convenient.